AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate plans to vote to possibly end the government shutdown, but passage is unlikely. It's now in its third day. Senate Majority Leader John Thune blames the Democrats.
They have taken hostage the federal government and, by extension, the American people, who are the only losers in this.
Republicans and Democrats are digging in for a prolonged fight, even as President Trump readies plans to unleash layoffs and cuts across the federal government. The president has set a deadline for Hamas over the Gaza war. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
On Monday, the president unveiled a new peace plan, standing alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and gave Hamas a few days to respond.
We're not quite finished. We have to get Hamas, but I think they're going to be able to do this.
Today, the president writes Hamas must agree to the deal by Sunday evening. If not, he says, all hell, like no one has ever seen before, will break out against the group, adding there will be peace in the Middle East one way or the other. The peace plan would put Gaza under a Trump-led temporary governing committee and require Hamas to both disarm and release any remaining Israeli hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sentencing is today for Sean Diddy Combs in his sex trafficking case. The AP's Julie Walker is at the courthouse in Manhattan.
Prosecutors are pushing for at least 11 years behind bars. Combs' attorneys say it should be 14 months. He's already served 13 months in jail while he was awaiting his trial, during his trial, and then while he was awaiting his sentencing.
Police in Britain say one of the two victims in the Manchester synagogue stabbing attack was accidentally shot by police. The Supreme Court will consider overturning Hawaii's strict ban on guns on private property. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Taylor Swift's 12th album, Life of a Showgirl, has been released. In Mexico City, Swifties counted down to midnight and the release. Many Target stores were open at midnight. In line was Hannah Zuckerbraun.
It's a lot happier sounding. I feel like it's perfect and upbeat, and I'm just like ready to hear it when I'm like out in the world now.
The album's themes explore fame, perception, love, and Travis Kelce's podcast. On the Heart Radio Breakfast Show in London, Taylor Swift says her favorite song on the album is Wish List.
Things they want to buy or places they want to go, and then in the chorus it talks about what mine would be. And I'm really into that one.
Back in L.A., Marina Elena Garcia says she likes Taylor Swift for more than just her music.
She loves her cat, so obviously you could tell from her video, like her little marketing, like cat hair everywhere.
AP music reviewer Maria Sherman gives Life of a Showgirl 4 out of 5 stars. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.